Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 410, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I've brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. The current population stands at 7.9 billion people. And each one of us experiences life from a slightly different angle. However, one thing remains consistent amongst almost all of us across all 7.9 billion of us. We all want to improve our lives in one way or another. To some, that might mean improving their mental health. Maybe it's getting into shape. Or maybe it's improving their financial position. But all of this falls under one category: self-improvement. And there's a huge problem with self-improvement. There's a huge problem with people's minds. More specifically, an issue of being on the internet too much. And it's not a problem that's merely growing. It's a problem that has become the norm. It's a problem that expands across almost every country and almost every being. Everybody is chronically online. Everybody lives on their phones. It's almost as if half of our consciousness lives in cyberspace. And if we're lucky, the other half lives in reality. I'd argue the split is more like 70-30 rather than 50-50. We've stopped becoming in tune with our surroundings. We've been sucked into our phones and computers that are harvesting our primal needs. We've become addicted to collecting information. We've become addicted to hoarding that information. Now, you might not realize it, but teleporters, they've already been invented. And no, not like some sci-fi film. We each carry one around with us, glued to our hip, almost 24/7. spending anywhere from 4.5 hours to 7 hours a day lost in this digital face, mesmerized by its endless possibilities and places it can take us. When we feel lost, when we feel uncomfortable, when we want to feel like we're making progress, we just jump right into it and get sucked away to cyberspace. At any point, if we want to escape our current position mentally, we can teleport somewhere else instantly. It's no wonder a majority of the population struggles to face their problems and challenges. It's no wonder a majority of people feel lost. Lost when we surf the internet and bounce from solution to solution and feel like we're making progress in our lives, feeling as if we're truly tackling our problems when in reality, we've become addicted to avoidance and false progress. We've been handed a device that allows us to avoid anything we want. A numbing agent that creates a false sense of progress by simply raising it up to our faces. All of our attitudes towards life, our beliefs, our political views, our religion, all of it is wildly different. But there's this one thread of commonality that strings between each of us like a piece of fabric stuck to us from our grandmother's sweater. And that's spending more and more time watching YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok videos searching for answers, looking for that golden piece of advice, that one answer that will solve all our lives' problems, that one piece of advice that will bring us to that sudden insight we've been craving for like caffeine. We're all looking for somebody to give us that golden piece of information that will help us feel better day to day, that will help us succeed financially, that will help us get a girlfriend or boyfriend, or to get rich. Whatever it is, there is something all of us are searching for. Each of you listening is searching for something, hunting like you're on a constant expedition that never ends. During this process, all of us have become consumers. We're all living on our heels, sitting passively, waiting for information to hit us, to swim right into our fishing net. We sit waiting and hoping that one big, perfect fish will swim right on in. And when that right information swims right into our net, we think, I can now live a life on my toes. I can now live that life I've wanted, that I've been waiting for. But here's the massive issue. 99% of everything that we could possibly do to actually make substantial progress in our lives has absolutely nothing to do with sitting passively. When it comes down to it, we have to do things. We have to create momentum. We can't constantly consume. Reading, watching, or listening to something, these are all forms of consumption. You may already know about my private coaching program, which offers tremendous benefits. However, there's another approach worth exploring: group coaching. This type of coaching emphasizes systems thinking, fostering skills in reflection, reframing, questioning, problem solving, and time management, all on top of encouraging relationship building and dismantling internal silos. Well, I'm thrilled to introduce my group coaching program, where we'll meet twice a month, every first and third Friday for 45-minute video sessions. Prior to each session, I'll present a key theme and a thought-provoking question of the week. During our sessions, I'll share insights, hacks, and methods related to the week's topic, fostering a free-flow conversation where questions and personal experiences are welcomed. After each session, you'll receive engaging assignments linked to the theme. These assignments will be shared on our group coaching Discord channel, allowing everyone to provide feedback and engage in a dynamic, interactive experience. Join me for a coaching experience that blends strategic insight and meaningful connections by clicking the link in the show notes. I'm excited to announce that I've teamed up with Supercast to create a more robust and easy-to-access premium membership platform for listeners of this podcast, which will replace my current paid subscriber program through Spotify. Starting in January 2024, by subscribing to the Motivated Mind Plus, you will get access to a range of exciting perks, including access to 2 exclusive bonus episodes every month across all platforms now, ad-free listening across all platforms and new episodes, access to my members-only Discord channel, and exclusive discounts on my courses and premium newsletter subscription on Substack. All of this is available to you for only $5.99 a month. And don't worry, you can still listen to my regular 2 episodes per week for free forever. This transition will enable me to offer a wider range of features and benefits, all aimed at enhancing your engagement with my content, including being able to now access bonus episodes across Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcast platforms. Most importantly, your subscription directly supports the podcast and the content I create by making future shows possible. Click the link in the show notes to subscribe today. We have to be physically propelling ourselves forward. We have to be physically propelling ourselves off of our chair. We have to be physically moving things around in space and time. And that momentum creation is nothing like consuming. It feels completely different on a nervous system level and on a psychological level. Watching a self-improvement video, reading a self-improvement book, listening to this podcast, all of these have almost nothing to do with doing things that would improve your life. The sensation that we get from creation, from momentum, is unparalleled. The sensation that we get from writing, recording, building a business, working out, closing deals, establishing a new connection, all of these things and more, the experience of doing that thing feels nothing like watching a self-improvement video, reading a self-improvement book, or listening to this podcast. It feels nothing like watching some expert tell us the optimal amount of water to drink. It feels nothing like listening to me give you a little pep talk. Now, none of this means I'll stop recording this podcast because it's my passion to help people. But what I hope each of you takes away from this episode, or any self-improvement content for that matter, is that you absorb the words, the visuals, and you think, okay, that sounds like a good idea. That sounds like it has legs. And here's the most important part. Then you go into the real world outside of cyberspace and live your life. You gain experience. You talk to people. You develop relationships. You work hard. You sweat. You stretch what you thought was in the realm of possible. You push yourself beyond unsure. If you're feeling stuck or lost in life, if you feel like you're just floating off into the abyss, if you feel like you haven't made progress in a long time, and you're genuinely interested in making substantial progress, then just consider the idea that it's not more information that you need. It's actually less information. It's paying attention to the mode you're operating in 99% of the time. It's being aware of chronically casting a net to simply catch information as opposed to actually building a bigger boat to travel further, to travel to unknown territories. It's physically moving through space and time. It's building things. It's creation in reality. It's not floating in cyberspace hoping for physical change to happen. It's not physically sitting back waiting for some sort of cyberspace information to tickle our brainstem in such a way that'll make us somehow get used to being out in the real world physically and doing stuff. Now, all of this is not to say that I'm immune to this problem. I am constantly aware of my ratio of reality to cyberspace. I've gotten to a place with a lot of practice where when I read or hear something that makes me go, aha, something that shifts my perspective, something I want to explore due to this tectonic plate shift of curiosity, that's when I'm inspired to share it with each of you. That's when I'm inspired to write or record. This physical momentum creation through time and space, hopefully, is what allows you to have an aha moment. So, the next time you feel lost, the next time you feel uncomfortable, the next time you want to feel like you're making progress, the next time you want to digitally hoard information, and you pick up your teleporter to get sucked away to cyberspace, stop and check in with yourself. Remind yourself why physical momentum creation is superior to this false progress in cyberspace. Join me in becoming more of an action taker, less of a consumer. Join me in becoming a creator, not a consumer. Start living life on your toes. Make doing things your default. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into rediscovering life beyond cyberspace. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a legacy division.